Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Sackett's Land by Louis L'Amour. Preface. We are all of us, it has been said, the children of immigrants and foreigners, even the American Indian, although he arrived here a little earlier. What a man is and what he becomes is in part due to his heritage, and the men and women who came west did not emerge suddenly from limbo. Behind them were ancestors, families, and former lives. Yet even as the domestic cattle of Europe evolved into the wild longhorns of Texas, so the American pioneer had the characteristics of a distinctive type. Physically and psychologically, the pioneer's need for change had begun in the old countries with their decision to migrate. In most cases, their decisions were personal, ordered by no one else. Even when migration was ordered or forced, the people who survived were characterized by physical strength, the capacity to endure, and, not uncommonly, a rebellious nature. History is not made only by kings and parliaments, presidents, wars, and generals. It is a story of people, of their love, honor, faith, hope, and suffering, of birth and death, of hunger, thirst and cold, of loneliness and sorrow. In writing my stories, I have found myself looking back again and again to origins, to find and clearly see the ancestors of the pioneers. Some time ago, I decided to tell the story of the American frontier through the eyes of three families, fictional families, but with true and factual experiences. The names I chose were Sackett, Chantry, and Talon. There's a real